Chapter 2. Although the memory of those first days back at Willow Cottage with Tegan is something I will always cherish, it was tainted by the shadow of Gideon. We were ever on our guard, alert to signs of danger, waiting for what we knew in our hearts must come. We were so very happy to be reunited, and yet we were not at peace to enjoy the rediscovered closeness. Though cold, the weather was pleasant, bright and clear, with the occasional fresh fall of snow. Most fell at night, so that each morning we would wake to a pristine landscape, the village picture postcard pretty, the countryside gleaming and unsullied. Together, Tegan and I set about protecting ourselves and our little home as best we could. We also made certain not to venture far alone, so that I accompanied Tegan on her weekly trip to Pasbury Market. I was cheered to find that when she was in residence at the cottage, she continued to keep a stall at the market, as I had done, selling her oils and candles and such like. A witch has to make a living after all. If circumstances had been different, I would have enjoyed revisiting the little town where I had spent so many market days myself. As it was, I found myself forever looking over my shoulder, searching the shoppers for a glimpse of the face that would make my blood chill. As people came and went, purchasing things from the stall, I was impressed by Tegan's ability to carry on, to remain so implacable. As she sold her produce, I wondered now how the young woman with the cheating husband was faring without the potion I supplied her with to bring him to heel all those years ago, or the elderly couple who sought relief from their aching joints and bones, or the nervous youth whose acne I had successfully banished. I had spent several lifetimes working as a healer, herbalist, nurse, doctor, physician of one manner or another, and it was something I greatly missed. As I went about the town, or back in the village, I began to be recognised. On the whole, people were only mildly interested by my reappearance. They no doubt assumed I had simply come back to my own...